The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Well, thank you for listening. It's the passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Deb Lonser will not be with us today. She'll be with us soon. But I'm Joe Galewski, and thank you for listening here today. Easy to join the show, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Or the popular way to correspond is typically email, youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Coming up in this hour, it's our guest at 34 past the hour. You may be familiar with her, and we'll mention her coming up in a minute, plus also the top medical news stories of the week. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen. How are you, my friend?
I am great. You know, this is a book that was the guest is, we'll tell you her name in a little bit, her name, and her daughter is also a co-author of this book, and it is Saving Each Other. It's the story of a mystery illness, a search for a cure, and a mother-daughter love story. It is a remarkable book. It was incredible. I literally could not put it down. And Victoria Jackson writes on the regular pages, and then in italics, interspersed in the journal form, are the stories of Allie Guthrie. And yes, Victoria is married to Bill Guthrie of Guthrie Renker. And Victoria is the person who has the very, very successful cosmetics or makeup line. And in fact, this is just a powerful story, the way they write it, about the illness that Allie, the daughter, developed, and the attempt to now get to and cure this very rare disease and what's happened since. And it just was an exciting page-turner where someone in medicine, I'll bet it is, for even more so for someone not in medicine.
You'll hear from Victoria Jackson at 34 past the hour. She revolutionized the beauty world as leading, as Mike said, Hollywood makeup artist turned infomercial pioneer with her husband and an entrepreneur in the cosmetics industry, Victoria Jackson Cosmetics. So she's our guest coming up at 34 past the hour. Our first hour, of course, another Real Age Tip of the Week for the first hour. And you have a plan for that before we do it, before the end of the hour?
Well, we should almost vote on it. I should have people vote on which they prefer to hear first. But the two tips today are reaping the health benefits of sleep, how you can get them, and peppermint oil, what it really is good for.
Okay, I like sleep if my vote counts for anything, but
yours is a determining vote today, then.
I went to see Wicked the other night, and here in town, and got home about 11 p.m., and then got up at about 1.
You hardly had time to go to any sleep.
I should have just gone to the studio, but I had to take my wife home. I don't think she wanted to stay at the station all night long, but yeah, so 2 hours sleep the other night, but you don't want to do it that often, but I don't know if you've ever seen Wicked before, but it's well worth seeing. It's a tremendous, tremendous play.
Listen, I have seen Wicked.
Yeah, it's terrific. The top five medical stories we'll cover this week. There are more, but the top five go like this. Grapefruit is not a good thing to take when you take your medication. Dr. Mike will tell you why. Palm scanners are getting thumbs up in schools and hospitals. Aspirin may reduce risks for liver cancer and even dying from liver disease.
It does reduce risk.
Okay. And what soda has a connection to with regard to a certain men's cancer? Plus, is burning calories easier when you burn it with a mate? Those are the top five stories, and there are more. We'll get to these as many as we can. We should do a weekly flu update because it is it's blooming all across the country, isn't it?
Well, it's now at its third highest it's ever been in the last 8 years, and that includes the swine flu year. So at this time of year, for this very week, it is higher than it has ever been in the United States, so that we have records on it. So this is the highest. Now, this is much earlier. Normally, the flu peaks in the first or second week of February. This is obviously the third and fourth week of November that we have the reports for, and it is at its highest level it has ever been at this time of year. That portends a very, very severe flu season, because if you look at the trajectory, it looks like it's going up. Now, the good news is, if you haven't gotten a flu shot, you probably have 2 to 3 weeks to get it. But this flu started in Texas and Louisiana, and has marched through the rest of the South, every state in the South now, with the exception of, I think it's Arkansas and Oklahoma. Oklahoma isn't really the South, but every state in the South is now at very high levels, and it has marched through Kentucky, Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, as I said, and it is coming up to the Northeast. So New York has a moderate level, and you told me in your county there were 600 and some cases reported. That's up. That's compared to none, zero at this time last year.
Well, one county has 600 cases. All of last flu season, they had 320. In the county I'm in Onondaga County, there have been 200 cases reported so far. Last year, up until this time, there were none. So, now you said get your flu shot. You have 2 or 3 weeks to get the flu shot. Why only 2 or 3 weeks?
Meaning it takes 2 or 3 weeks to be effective.
Okay.
So please get it as soon as possible. Because remember, the peak still is in that late January, early February period. And so we aren't at the peak yet, but this is time to get protection.
Well, if it's in so early, might it be gone early? Or will it just last as long as a flu season normally lasts?
Well, it might be gone early. There are very few cases, very few instances that I can find in the last 12 years' data where, in fact, it disappeared early, if you will. So the only time I can find it peaked before January is the swine flu year, where it peaked in mid-October. But even at this time in the swine flu year, you know which year the swine flu year was, Joe?
Mm. Gee, I was...
2009-10.
Okay.
And even at that time, it was pretty darn high through mid-February. So it wasn't as high as... it was very intense in late September, early October in 2009-10. But this is, in fact, the highest it's been at this date that we have recorded history. It was higher this year at that date than even in 2009-10.
What was the H1N1 year? Was that just a couple of years ago?
No, that's the swine flu year.
Oh, that's the swine flu.
Yeah.
I saw a commercial on TV today or yesterday about, like Tamiflu. We talked about Tamiflu before. Are those kind of medications effective if you don't get a flu shot?
Tamiflu helps shorten the duration of the flu. It is an antiviral, but it doesn't eliminate, and it isn't. You don't use it before you get the flu. It has a fair bit of side effects, so it's not a benign drug. But it is effective at shortening the flu, and I like to say it's as effective as is chicken soup.
Okay, so it doesn't prevent it, but when you get it, it kind of lessens the symptoms of it. Okay. All right, coming up
right
after the break. Yeah, go ahead, Mike, quickly.
And it is effective against the flus we don't know about. So worst comes to worst, you get a very severe case of flu, you can still take Tamiflu.
All right. Some of the top medical stories of the week coming up with Dr. Mike. Stay with us. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Great. Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don.
It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Joe Galuski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Okay, Dr. Deb's not with us this week. She'll be back next week. If you want to catch sections of the show you missed or listen to entire shows back from this week or the week before, the week before, the week before, it's RadioMD.com. We even stream us up at GabRadio.com. For you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. Okay, grapefruit is in the news today. I like grapefruit, but there's a time and place to have grapefruit, right, Dr. Mike?
Well, absolutely. You know, they're we all know, or was the most doctors understand, that grapefruit inhibits the a specific enzyme called CYP enzyme that's in your stomach lining that normally breaks down drugs. It's in the bloodstream as well, but in the liver, but it normally breaks down drugs. And why it got in the news was simvastatin or Zocor and all the other statin drugs, when you take them, they normally get broken down or decreased, that is, metabolized by this enzyme. So that if you take, for example, 20 milligrams, your body only gets 10 milligrams. It metabolizes half of it as it goes through the stomach lining and intestinal lining into your system. Well, grapefruit inhibits this. So instead of getting, if you took 20 milligrams and you wouldn't get just 10, you would get the full 20. And this causes some toxicity. So it increases the muscle toxicity of, for example, the statin drugs. So there are two ways of using this. One is if you can take grapefruit at the same time every day and your statin drug, you may need a lower dose, less costly statin drug, less cost for that statin drug. So that's one way. The other thing is to avoid having grapefruit anytime near where you take your pills, so that the grapefruit effect, if you took it 12 hours different from when you took your pills, would be gone. But it turns out there are 85 drugs now that are affected by this metabolism system. We'll put it on our Twitter feed. I'll put up the names of the drugs so you can click there to find them. But in fact, it is a major problem with some major side effects. So if you're taking any medicine and you like grapefruit juice, the other thing that was interesting is how little grapefruit juice is now used, or grapefruit is eaten, compared to what it was just 20 years ago. It's down from 0.44 liters, I think, a year per person in the United States, to 0.11 liters. So it's used in a lot of other things, and they're planting less grapefruit trees and exporting it more rather than using it here.
So what about other juices, fruit juices, orange juice, cranberry juice? What about milk when you take medication? What are those?
Milk can bind, the calcium in milk can bind things. And sometimes the calcium in orange juice, if it's fortified orange juice, can bind it. But in general, there is no toxicity or decrement in function or increase in function or increase in side effects from the other juices other than grapefruit juice, and some of the citrus juices like lemon juice has a little in it too.
This is my number one medical story of the week. May not be yours, but the headline is your beer gut may lead to a broken hip. I'm fascinated by that. I'm fascinated by that story.
Right. What this story is that if you have fat around your middle, not fat on your hips, not fat on your arms, but fat in the middle, which we call omental fat. It hangs off the stomach on your omentum. Sounds like it should be two M's, but it's O-M-E-N-T-A-L. That fat causes inflammation. And we know it's associated with liver disease. It's associated with heart disease, arterial disease. Well, it turns out, surprise, this one, it causes bones to thin and increases the risk of a hip and back fractures or broken bones in your hip and back. Should I tell you how they found that?
I'd like to know, yeah.
They took 68 people who were obese, but 34 of them had belly fat and 34 had fat around their hips or on their arms, and they looked at the bone strength and structure, and the bone strength and structure was impaired significantly, about 40% less, what we call trabeculation, or less of the strength of the bone in the people with belly fat than people with fat on their hips.
You know, we've seen these commercials, these exercise machines where you can get, you know, six-pack abs. A physical trainer friend of mine said everybody has six-pack abs, but the problem is a lot of people, they're covered up by fat.
They're hidden.
Right. Everybody has six-pack abs. Just, you know, they're covered by a bag of potato chips or, you know, something like that. So it's kind of interesting. Everybody wants them. Everybody's got them. They just got to try to find a way to get them out. Aspirin in the news this week, Dr. Mike. Aspirin may reduce risks for liver cancer and dying from liver disease. What are the details?
That's right. The data is really interesting that aspirin, just two baby aspirin a day, which is what we recommend for other things, and I'll get to the other things, meaning preventing arterial disease. If you take birth control pills or hormone therapy, we say you shouldn't be that because the aspirin decreases the risk of clotting back to normal. But aspirin also decreases the risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer, and colon cancer by about 40%. Well, this study was they looked at liver cancer, and believe it or not, it decreases liver cancer and dying of liver cancer by about 40%. So this is aspirin. This is the 10th of the cancers. So it's almost de rigueur. If you're over age of 50, talk to your physician about whether you should be taking two baby aspirin. Remember, take it with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. 70% of the side effects of aspirin, which is bleeding and gastric upset, are caused by the aspirin landing on your stomach lining. So you have a half a glass of warm water, so the aspirin lands in the water, and you don't get the side effects from it.
And every time I take the aspirin, when you go to the doctor or you have a procedure, dental procedure, they always ask if you're on aspirin. I guess they tell you not to take it a certain amount of time before a medical procedure. So how does that affect it?
You need to be free of it by about 3 days.
Yeah.
The reason is, and that's because you produce 1/7 of your platelets a day, so you got to be free of it for 24 hours and then produce another 1/7 of your aspirin, so there's an extra day in there for 3 days. But the benefit is, the problem with it is it increases bleeding tendency. So before plastic surgery, before dental procedures, before any surgery, they elective, people say they should be off it. Now, the contrary point of view is, so that people who are on aspirin during their surgery actually have much lower complication rates of deep vein thromboses, heart attacks, and strokes in the postoperative period. So there is a question of whether you should really be out of it. Clearly, you should be off it if you're having eye surgery or plastic surgery, where a little bit of bleeding can make a difference. The rest of the time, we're not sure that you need to be off it.
We're going to go to break in a minute, but with all the good we hear about aspirin all the time, seems to be you could consider aspirin to be a kind of a miracle drug in a way, couldn't you?
It is a miracle drug. It is. Most people consider it the miracle drug. It, of course, came from the cinchona bark, from willow bark, and quinine from cinchona, I'm sorry. So it came from willow bark. It's just made so inexpensively now so it's very inexpensive and very powerful.
All right, coming up, we'll do the break, and then at 34 past the hour, Victoria Jackson. She revolutionized the beauty world and had a struggle to deal with her daughter. You'll hear her story coming up right after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay with us with Dr. Mike Roizen. Thanks for listening today.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport. Snowboards look like big skateboards made from fiberglass and plastic. Snowboarders ride their boards much the way surfers do, steering by shifting their body weight. Most can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour. Twice as many injuries happen to snowboarders as skiers. The most common injuries are to the wrist, usually when snowboarders use their arms to break a fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend this sport for children under age 7. For older children, make sure the snowboard fits the child. An easy way to determine this is to make sure the board stands no higher than the child's nose. Children should always wear helmets and gloves with built-in wrist guards, and they should resist trying advanced stunts or dangerous tricks until they've mastered all the basic snowboarding skills. And for more information on your child's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an APGAR score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Victoria Jackson's our host here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. She revolutionized the beauty world as a leading Hollywood makeup artist and an entrepreneur and an infomercial pioneer. And a pretty tough childhood herself, didn't finish high school. And had a bad first marriage, but she had this cosmetic empire. She, however, had probably the toughest fight ahead of her. One of her three kids, her only daughter, began experiencing a difficult health condition known as NMO. And Victoria's book is called Saving Each Other, A Mystery Illness, A Search for a Cure, and A Mother-Daughter Love Story, published by Vanguard Publishing. Victoria, thank you for coming on here today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'll let you and Dr. Mike talk about your daughter's illness, but I want to know, what was that day like for you when you found out that your daughter, Allie, had a tough situation to deal with? What was going through your mind on that day?
Well, thank you for having me on and giving me the opportunity to talk about NMO in my book. Clearly, as any parent can imagine, a day like that, you know, and certainly as somebody who always had some form of an anxiety disorder, and you're always sort of waiting for the shoe to drop, that day was all the shoes dropping. And it was a very, very dark day, and it's a game changer. in your life. And it's a moment where you decide you're going to sort of go down for a bit with it, but then how you're going to get up and what you're going to do. And that's really what the book is all about.
All right, let's talk about the illness NMO and bring on Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike?
So before I have talked to you, I never knew what NMO was, which obviously says it's a fairly rare disease. How rare is it? How long did it take for that diagnosis to be made?
You know, it's kind of extraordinary, the whole process. NMO is not as rare as you think because it's commonly misdiagnosed as MS because many doctors don't even know of it as a condition. It used to be known as Devic's disease, and it's only recently, within the last 10 years, that the Mayo Clinic discovered the antibody, and it's a blood test that can test to see if you have the NMO IgG and if you have NMO. And it used to be that incidence and prevalence, meaning the people that had NMO, they would quote statistics 1 in 100,000. But since my work now worldwide, it's really 1 in 10,000. The Mayo Clinic just came out because of this misdiagnosis to MS. So really so much of my life's work now is not only finding the cure for NMO, but having people know about it as a condition, because so many people in the misdiagnosis and the treatment is very different for MS than NMO are, you know, not in good shape because of that.
And so NMO has one of the ways people diagnose MS and NMO is by what are called abnormalities or plaques on an MRI or a magnetic resonance scan. And so, as you pointed out, only recently has the antibody for NMO been found. I want to read one of the passages in your book because, to me, the whole book is so powerful. Allie is the daughter who has it. Lately, yeah. Allie admits she's had a scary dream or two at night. Like she finds herself trying to run but can't feel her legs and then realizes she's in a wheelchair. In the bad dream. What power white light or dark magic can prevent her from seeing those images, even if only in her dreams? What tonic, amulet, wooden stake, or garlic on steroids can ward off the forces that enable us to turn visualization into reality? The same power that changes straw to gold and rags to riches, but it can go awry and work in reverse. What would you do? Why would you do that? Because as I've learned, the first step to make something happen is embracing the belief that it can happen. And the step before believing is the seeing of it, so that belief can bind to the image and make it real. To me, what you did is exemplified by that passage, essentially. You first investigated and I think it would say you read probably more on this disease than anything but the most devoted researchers in the field.
Yes, I mean, I clearly had to, as I said, it was a game changer. I had to, as I say, close the book on mascara and open the book on medicine and really learn all of the science. And even in your intro, you talked about I didn't graduate high school, I didn't go to college, and I found myself at Stanford University with a group of scientists that I was meeting with in molecular medicine, and it became very clear to me that I was going to have to go through a pretty intensive education really quickly. But obviously when your child's life is on the line, I was very motivated. And because of that, and using really what I'd learned as a businesswoman who built my business from scratch, from the ground up, that it was going to be different than what you commonly see in the world of medicine, that everybody was going to have to collaborate and work together, and that I would be the sole funding source with my husband. And literally, I've amassed 3/4 of the people in the world that are working in the field and in the space of NMO are part of my foundation. I represent, right now we have 15 different countries involved, and over 80 researchers and scientists.
And I must admit, one of the funny passages in the book is the Ethiopia one, where someone from Ethiopia also had NMO, and you run to your daughter and say, "We're learning geography by this disease."
Right. Well, it was early on, and we thought it was even rarer than it is, and it would, you know, you're still looking to find somebody else that has it. And, you know, those were in the early days, and I'd go, just heard there's somebody in Ethiopia. And she'd go, great, Mom, Ethiopia. And, you know, you try to find your laughs and your moments if you can at a time where she was experiencing a lot of attacks. And NMO either attacks the optic nerve, and you have optic neuritis, blurry vision, pain, or the myelin sheath, the spinal cord. And the book is really a testament to not only, you know, NMO, but anything striking you, what you can do and what you choose to do when you're given really bad news or you find yourself in a tragic situation.
We should say the website of the foundation where you can find a lot of information about this disease and is Guthrie, G-U-T-H-Y, Jackson, foundation.org.
Right, it's the Guthrie Jackson Foundation. Thank you.
And there's a lot of information on that website as well. You went to both classic medicine and to alternative medicine, and kind of embraced both. And when we come back, we'll talk about what the result was. Because I don't want to give it away yet. But the interesting thing is, you were a naive person in medicine, yet you were orchestrating this great care, and you of course had a physician ally.
Let's take a break first, and then Victoria, Dr. Mike can answer that question. We need to get a break in up against the hard break. Victoria Jackson is our guest this segment. Her book is called Saving Each Other. It's a mystery illness. It's a search for a cure and a mother-daughter love story published by Vanguard Publishing. And you should pick up the book, and we'll be back with our guest, Victoria, plus Dr. Mike, coming up in just a couple minutes. Don't forget, before the end of the hour, Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for the first hour. We have more to go in the second hour, and we'll tell you more about that. As exciting as and interesting as is our number one. But so stay with us as well. Catch any of the interviews or segments you may have missed at RadioMD.com, and we're streaming at GabRadio.com as well. This is You, the Onus Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Stay with us, and thanks for listening today.
Fresh Healthy Vending, the most successful healthy vending machine business in the nation, is now seeking franchise partners. For the first time in your community, Fresh Healthy Vending is looking to launch its highly successful, profitable, and innovative vending concept. Here's how it works. Own your own route of bright, colorful, high-tech, healthy vending machines that offer a range of natural, organic, and healthy snacks and drinks. Yogurts, fresh fruit, juices, smoothies, fruit cups, iced tea, and more. Over 500 healthy products to choose from. These machines will be placed for you by Fresh's professional team of location specialists. Your machines will be making money in schools, businesses, retailers, hospitals, and other profitable locations throughout your community. Securing the most profitable locations for our franchise partners is Fresh Healthy Vending's number one goal. Own your own money-making vending business opportunity. Minimum investment, $80,000. Go to FreshVending.com for the full story. That's FreshVending.com. FreshVending.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated.
Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. While planning gifts for your children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews this holiday season, don't forget about toy safety. Toys need to match a child's abilities, so always check the manufacturer's age recommendations on the toy first. In general, toy parts should be much larger than the child's mouth to prevent injuries, including choking. To avoid serious eye or ear injuries, steer clear of toys that shoot small objects into the air or make loud noises. The eyes, nose, and other small parts on soft toys and stuffed animals should be securely fastened. If a toy comes with instructions, make sure you read and demonstrate them to the child and make sure she understands the proper way to use the toy. And note, never buy hobby kits such as chemistry sets for any child younger than 12. For more tips on keeping your holidays safe with your children and family, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
The book is called Saving Each Other, A Mystery Illness, A Search for a Cure, A Mother-Daughter Love Story. It's from Victoria Jackson. The publisher is Vanguard Publishing. And now back to Dr. Mike Royson.
Victoria, one of the stories in the book is in December 2011, when Allie came home for Christmas break and went to have an MRI, she kept me out of the loop initially. We were exceedingly grateful in any event that the combination of drugs, diet, exercise, vitamins, and birth control pills has helped her remain attack-free for over 13 months. What do you think did it of those things? Do you have any idea what's working or not working for her now?
Well, you know what, I think it's really, I guess in the beginning I felt it was my little mom cocktail, of course, mixed in with the immunosuppression drugs that they needed, you know, the steroids and Cellcept to suppress her immune system. But I really think diet plays a critical part in so much of all of these autoimmune conditions. I think I put her on a gluten-free diet and really made some significant changes. And I think it's all about, it's all the little things you do from all the little buckets that add up. And I think that was a part of the recipe that has helped Allie immensely.
Now she's playing, I don't hear quite the full update on the book, but she's now at college and playing tennis. Is that correct?
Yep. She's in college. She's doing really well. You know, she is a very sort of type A, I call her type A Allie personality, but she's doing so much and, you know, not letting this in any way define her. As she says, you know, I may have NMO, but NMO doesn't have me. And that's what's so extraordinary going through the book and even writing this book with her. We wrote the book separately, so I really didn't know what Allie was writing, and Allie didn't know what I was writing, It wasn't till the end that they folded our pages together that it really, the tapestry really came together as the real love story that it is, but also how people deal with situations differently. And she really, I mean, I think I'm a good writer, but she's an incredible writer. And the book is very raw and very real.
I think you both are great writers. As someone who appreciates this, her writing is interspersed in italics in the book for the readers. And as I said, this is a great book. It is called Saving Each Other. Let me go and ask you a question that came to me as I was reading this. And Allie had a cat. I'm allergic to cats, so I've stayed away from cats. And so maybe that's a sensitivity of mine. But she had a cat, and if you look at the time course of her illness, it looks like she got better after the cat died. And the cat lived, I guess, for 10 years under her bed. And I was wondering, did you have any thoughts that the cat, the allergy to the cat, an autoimmunity stimulated by cat dander, cat protein, might have been the trigger, and that when the cat went away, that she was getting better relating to that?
You know, I don't think so. And the cat lived in her room, but not just under the bed. I don't want people to think, oh my goodness, they put the cat under the bed. But no, I do think I'd heard a lot of different things. And even a woman who said maybe the cat, Scooby, was a little Scottish fold cat that Allie was so close to, sort of sacrificed herself so that Allie would get better because it was so unexpected. I don't really know, and I don't know that I would make the link myself from the cat to her autoimmune condition. I really do think it was just really having to make lifestyle changes and, of course, getting the right medical care. And in our case, we were able to get the diagnosis early on that we could intervene and, you know, do the things that we needed to do that so many people don't get a chance to do. And I should mention that the doctor who diagnosed Allie with NMO had never on the slip when he was ordering all the different blood tests, had never checked that box before. And still to this day, he says, you know, I don't know what made me check that box for Allie. So it was, I think there were definitely a lot of forces at work here.
Some of the forces at work you talk about in the different roles your husband and you had in, if you will, managing this and forming the foundation and getting this together. And it sounds like you are still incredibly have put an enormous amount of effort into the Guthy Jackson Foundation. And I'll mention that website. It's guthyjacksonfoundation.org. But how much of your working time is now spent on the foundation?
Well, it was decided early on that, as I said, this was going to be my new life's work and my mission, and I won't stop till I find a cure, and I will actually find a cure, and I've made great strides. But it was early on decided that my husband would be the funder, and I would be the finder, and we're fortunate enough that Guthy Ranker, we own Proactive, so I always say a lot of people with acne are helping us find a cure for NMO. And so it's full time. We fund the foundation, you know, primarily it's all of our funds. People do make some donations and they're welcome, but you know, we're 20 million in plus is all of our funding. And we fund institutions all around the world, of which I manage that with full collaboration amongst all the different institutions. So it's really, you can't cure a disease in a part-time way. It's a full-time job, but you know, it's for my child. And at some point Allie said, you know, Mom, this really isn't just about you and I anymore. It's about everybody with NMO. And so she never really volunteered to be the poster child for this condition, but we really have taken it on and taken on everybody who has it. And I'm not going to stop until I find the cure.
I should say one of the interesting things is, although she was told, I think 6 years ago, that she had 4 years to function and live, typically she is, as far as you can tell, living without plaques anymore. Let me ask you, it's unfortunate we're going to run out of time, but there's so many interesting things about how you have organized this and how you can use this as a model for helping other people with what we call orphan diseases. And orphan diseases are rare diseases. But I just do want to tell people, read Saving Each Other. It's a great book, a great gift to give anyone who has a disease, a great gift to give anyone who doesn't have a disease. Just a wonderful book of hope. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Mike Royson, stay with us. Hour number two is coming up. Don't go away.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with 5 young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to 1OccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number 1OccupyWealth.com. 1OccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.